Coach will start us off an opening statement. Please raise your hand for questions.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, congrats to Central Florida, for getting that win. But I think it pointed to a very undisciplined football team. Is that what we were tonight? And that pisses me off. And we've been that way, and that's on me. We're going to get that fixed. We got 3 more weeks, and then we got an off season. But we're going to do everything we can to get that fixed. And you cannot win football games being that undisciplined. And that is the turnovers. That is the penalties. I mean, we had a player get kicked out tonight. I mean, those type things is not who we want to be. And it's embarrassing that we do those things. We got to get that fixed, and we're going to continue to work hard to get that fixed. Whoever wants to show up in that locker room tomorrow, we're going to continue to work on that. And that's what I told him in the locker room just then. That's unacceptable. I feel like a broken record coming in here, where we're out gaining teams by over 100 yards, and yet we're on the short end of the stick. And it comes down to, I don't know, you can pick the number of plays, 6 or 8 plays. But they're the difference in the game, and that is what's frustrating. And I know it's frustrating to our crowds that show up, and I appreciate everyone that shows up out there and that, have to look at that crap, and it pisses me off. And we got to get that fixed. I know that. We understand that. And we're going to. Because we did some great things tonight, and that gets overshadowed by some undisciplined play. I mean, the work of our running backs – these guys didn't even practice. They didn't even practice till Wednesday, and they're coming out, and we got 2 guys over 100 yards again. We've done that several times this year, and so I'm extremely proud of them, the way they competed. Offensive line opening up holes like they did tonight. Great job. It's just frustrating, and but we're going to work to continue to get that fixed. And even at that, all of that, we still had a chance to go down here and tie the game. We didn't hit the 2-point play. And because our guys played their butts off, and that's what's frustrating. And when we got about, I don't know what the percentage is of guys that are playing undisciplined. We got to continue to work to get better at that. Our plan tonight was to get Brady in at quarterback, and we did that early in the game. Allowed him to go. I thought he played well. Thought Emery played well. The plan was to start Emery, and no matter what happened, we were going to put Brady in because he deserves to play. So we were able to get him in the game. I thought Emery was playing good, so we ended up leaving him in the second half. We could have put Brady in, but I thought Emery was doing a good job and, got us back in. We drove down the field. It was a great drive. Braden Smith played really good tonight, had some big-time catches, get us in the ball game, and, to put a chance to tie the game there at the end. But just frustrated. Just open up with questions.
If it is a focus and discipline issue, what's the answer? Is it playing time? Is it how do you approach
it? Yeah, I mean, it's going to take some time. It's not going to get fixed in a couple of days. I mean, this is going to be, a work in progress, which we know. And, we're going to work hard this week to see if we can fix that. Maybe it's playing time. Maybe it's some other things. Some of the issue is you don't have many guys to put in, right now with our depth issues. But we'll figure some of that out. It's just being disciplined in little things. And for me, it's everything. It's not just on the field, because I think, when you doing things right off the field, you're going to do things on the field, and that's within our program. But it may take longer, Chad, to answer your question. I mean, it may be, that may be the January, February. It's going to be a tough winter here. We got to clean those things up, because no matter how good you are on the field, you can't go win these games in this league. It's just not happening. And we see it week in and week out. No matter who the teams are, you have to be a disciplined football team. You can't beat yourself. And we've done that so many times this year. I'll take ownership of that, and that's what we're going to get fixed.
You mentioned the QB decisions. Was there any reason why Brady went in when he did, or was that always the plan?
That was the plan. Yeah, that was the plan. I think it was the third series, right? Yeah, that was the plan, to put him in the third series and let him get some action and, put him out there, let him play a little bit. Thought he did a really good job. And I think we'll go into next week. We'll continue to let those guys get equal reps throughout practice, and then, see how we end up as we go throughout the rest of the season.
People get frustrated. You get frustrated. Fans. When they boo the quarterback, is that how difficult is that for you and him?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I don't like getting booed. I'm sure Emory doesn't like getting booed, or whoever else is playing doesn't like it, especially in your own stadium. Nobody likes to get booed in your own stadium. And, you know, sometimes, you know, these guys that are playing, I mean, they're trying to produce. They're trying to make plays. We as coaches are trying to make the best decisions and calls that we make in order to make plays. You know, and I get it when we don't. You know, it's frustrating. And I think, you know, our fans, you know, probably have seen too much of that probably. And they're getting a little bit overzealous in their boos. But I get it. I get it because we got to do better. We got to do better. But when you're at home, you know, you'd love to get some support from your people. But they show up and they're awesome. I mean, they are. It's a great home field advantage. And they were great tonight. You know, we came up a little bit short. But we got to do better as players and coaches. Give them something to cheer for.
Is the plan to keep up the quarterback platoon for
well, we'll see how it goes this week. Yeah, we'll see it. We'll see how practice goes. Those guys got, you know, they work their butts off of practice. Got, you know, all have great relationships within that room, and they're pulling for each other. And, you know, I would say that we would see both of them play, you know, as we move throughout this season. But we'll see how it all pans out.
You had the completion of Braden down to the 2-yard mm-hmm. line, and then immediately the false start. What did you see?
Discipline. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to walk in right there, and we false start. Now it backs us up 5 yards, and now we're struggling to get in the end zone, you know. And, I mean, that would have made a huge difference, right? But that's the undisciplined football that I'm talking about.
And then on the quarterback situation, going forward, is that something that you see as a development tool for Brady, or do you see that as a legitimate way that you can win games?
No, we're trying to win. We're trying to win, and whoever can give us the best chance to win. And I thought they both played good tonight and the things that they were asked to do. You know, and I'm not going to put Brady in a situation where he's going to fail, you know. But we're trying to win the game. Both whoever's playing at quarterback, they're going to compete. We're not going to hold anything back as far as those two guys go. And whoever's, you know, moving the offense will be the guy playing.
R.J. Harvey, 167 yards on 20 carries. What was their offense doing that allowed him to go off like that?
Well, I mean, they're number one, they're a very fast offense. They tempo you. They try to get you out of position. And if a guy doesn't fit right and all of a sudden now he bounced. I thought he bounced, you know, several tonight, got out the front door. The guy can run. I mean, he's a fast running back. You know, I thought we hemmed him up pretty good in the first half. You know, then in the second half he got loose on us a little bit, which was, you know, guys not fitting right. But, you know, I think he's a talented football player. There's no question about it. We got to do a better job of fitting it.
As a follow-up to that, sorry. Second week in a row where we've seen a running back do that in the second half, is that just, I guess, a lack of conditioning?
No, it's not a lack of
conditioning. Just getting fatigued in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you get worn down a little bit. You know, I don't think it's conditioning. I mean, I think we're in good shape. I think it may be, you know, at times lack of focus. At times not doing your job, not being where you're supposed to be in alignment. You know, I think it's more of that. It's not the physical nature. I think it's more the mental side.
On a positive note, Ryan Montgomery comes back and looked outstanding mm-hmm. today.
Yeah, he did. He's another one of those running backs. I mean, he missed 4 or 5 games. I mean, you know, we certainly could have used him throughout that time. And, you know, I think when he went down, whatever it was a month ago, I mean, he was really kind of hitting his stride, I thought. You know, he really could have helped us. And it was great to have him back today, and man, he had a great game because, you know, he's a versatile weapon because he can catch the ball in the backfield. He's got that threat of that, but also he's got good vision, and I thought he made some great runs. Him and Corey both, you know, did some great things. Miles was still, you know, still banged up a little bit too from last week, but I mean, all those guys are running hard and, you know, doing what it takes to really give us a chance to win games.
Important was that momentum shift early in the game. You don't convert 4th and 1. They get the big play or the pass interference call down the field. That's game.
Earlier we got it. We line back up on the next 4th down, and or you know, we had a pop pass to the tight end. He falls down. I mean, it's an all or nothing play, we didn't execute. We didn't get it done, and so, you know, there's nobody for Emory to throw to. But that was now. We were on the plus 40, I think, when that happened. So, you know, if you don't get that, you're really not putting your defense in a terrible bind. So I felt like it was worth the risk to try to hit that, you know, and try to get a touchdown there. You know, we'd worked on that all week, and it was unfortunate we didn't execute.
A couple more Scott than Aaron.
Barry Jackson gets in, a couple good plays. Yeah. It's 2 games for him.
Mm-hmm.
He gets 4.
Mm-hmm.
How do you walk that tightrope with a player like that obviously – can produce.
Man, well, yeah, I think Barry's really an excellent player. I think he's going to be outstanding. He's, you know, we're going to play him in two more games. You know, so we'll see. We'll see which two we're going to play him in. But it was a great. You see his talent. I mean, he's got two catches on the season. He scored on one, and I thought he about scored on the other one. So he's an explosive player, runner. He's got really good hands. He's going to be outstanding for us. So we'll play him in two. We'll just decide which two.
Last couple, Aaron and Ross.
I was going to mention Barry as well, mm-hmm. but Kalen Carroll got playing time. Antoine Peake got playing time. Some mm-hmm. of the younger guys getting in mm-hmm. there. Were you happy with what you saw out of some of the younger guys getting
in there? Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Carroll, I thought, played better tonight. You know, we'll see as we go back and watch the tape. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard to look at everybody play. You know, but those guys certainly had to get in and play. You know, we think about when threats went out. Now, you know, Antoine comes in, and then I think DJ Taylor played a bunch in the second half there. You know, so we'll see how those guys did. I mean, it's hard to say just from watching it on the game.
Russ, final question.
5 sacks tonight. UCF. Was it just lack of hitting the reads and hitting the progressions fast enough, or was it a protection issue?
I think a couple of those were protection issues. One of them was a running play. I know they called it a sack, but it was a running play. And I think they got good pass rushers. I think number three and 51 are really good pass rushers. They can get after the quarterback. But, you know, I thought that, you know, really is probably more protection issues when you think about the sacks. I mean, I know one of them was it looked like number three just hit Emory right off the bat, but that was actually a run.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Ryan Montgomery next.